In Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.
El objetivo de esa competición, de los Juegos Olímpicos de Pekín en el mes de agosto, ¿no?
Bueno, pues Javier Gómez Noya, ganador de la prueba de la Copa del Mundo de Triatlón que se ha disputado este fin de semana en Budapest, en Hungría. Muchísimas gracias por atender la llamada de Tablero Deportivo de Radio Nacional de España y ojalá que te tengamos que seguir llamando para contar más éxitos en la competición de triatlón de los españoles. De deporte para hablar de hockey. La selección española masculina y femenina, las dos selecciones, van a jugar la próxima semana el europeo y con lo que se van a jugar también el pase para los Juegos Olímpicos de Pekín 2008. Vamos a hablar con uno de los integrantes de la selección masculina, se llama Albert Sala, tiene 26 años, es periodista y ha sido 128 veces
Radio Spain International. You're listening to on 7274 kHz. Shortwave.
Pues la verdad es que tú mismo lo has calificado perfectamente, ¿no? Es un europeo. España va allí como campeona, actual campeona.
That's in the 41 meter band.
Y pues el objetivo no puede ser otro que...
Which we are having a quick check around. But right now the time in Dublin is local time 8:33 p.m. 20:33 p.m.
Los Juegos Olímpicos.
That's 19:33 UTC.
Un deportista, en este caso un jugador de hockey.
Pues exactamente, ¿no? Lo más grande está aquí. Quizás un mundial también es algo que como deportista de hockey, pues todo el mundo piensa en vivirlo, pero unos Juegos Olímpicos, pues pienso que están quizás un escalón un poco más alto, ¿no? Por todo lo que se lleva.
Grundlage ist die Bildschemasuppe. Es ist was ganz gut jetzt, weil die orthodoxen Gläubige jetzt eine Fastenzeit haben. Alle Gerichte wurden aus den alten Rezepten.
What you'll notice with shortwave radio is the diversity in culture. It's very diverse. It's kind of the opposite to television. Shortwave radio is everything, and television is very narrow-minded. For the record, we've just moved up from 7100 through to 7131, and we found four strengthened stations in that block. Maybe three that will be chased to be identifiable. None in English, by the way, none in English on this short block of 31 kilohertz. I didn't mean to leave you with that cultural gem for all that length, but I can barely hear myself here on this particular headset. It needs replacing. Let's go back and search the dial.
Ofte jo vetëm një këngdare fuqishme, por edhe një krijuese e barinduare e muzikës. Në vitin 1998, ajo krijoi shumë këngë për disa këngëtarë të famshëm, të cilat kanë karakteristika kombëtare. Johnny Dani këngën Van Lindja. Si një këngëtare e kompozitë tibetiane, Van Hong tha se bashuria e saj për Tibetin është arsyeja rënjësore për të kënduar e pandërperë. Në sytë e saj, Tibeti është shtëpia e dashur. Kur i kujtoj Tibeti, ata i kujtohen qaj, sujo, rakia, simpë, etc. Kjo këngë na tregon Tibetin me qevin blu, rrët e bardhë, lopët dhe vit etc.
You DXers that are better than me will probably identify by the announcer and the language what station we are listening to. But I'm flying here without any aids or assistance in charts, so I'm not trying to successfully identify any of these stations. But I would say south of China, somewhere south, so below the Chinese border. You will hear me flicking from narrow band to wide band, so here's narrow and wide, and that's just when there's adjacent interference. It can be a useful aid to cancel out as much of the adjacent interference as possible by using a narrow band to wide band option. Kilohertz, and that's the sound of German opera, I think. I'm not too bothered with that now.
Rusko poprvé oznámil svůj protivzdušný projekt velkého rozsahu. Putin při infekci na radarové stanici uvedl, že tato stanice je první etapa výstavby ruských rozsáhlých protivzdušných projektů. Celý program pokračuje až do roku 2015. Jde o modernizaci ozbrojených sil, jak to předtím mluvil. Podle zprávy, zmíněná radarová stanice byla uvedena do provozu na konci roku 2006. A může monitorovat široké oblasti od severního polu až po Africe.
Srpna roku 2007 částečně změnila program našeho českého vysílání. Podrobnější informace o programu získáte na pravé části naší webové stránky www.cri.cm. Přejeme si, abyste poslouchali naše vysílání se stejným zájmem jako doposud.
Thank you. milí posluchači.
Dobrý večer. Ráda se s vámi opět scházím při relaci Hudební náměstí. Jsem moderátorka Tánia.
V provinci minulého roku čínská zpěvačka žijící v Singapuru Tánia Hua nahrála nové CDčko s názvem Malé štěstí, které vyvolalo širokou pozornost. V dnešním pořadu bych vás chtěla s tímto...
One way of looking at this is that it's 18 minutes to the top of the hour.
Právě posloucháme píseň Malé štěstí. Tato píseň vyjadřuje šťastné pocity ženy, která prošla...
And that means it's mid-program, because most shortwave programs are in half-hour blocks. So that means that we are 15 minutes away from lots of identifications and sig tunes and things. Seven one five zero kilohertz at 2043 local time, 1943 UTC. On a Sunday evening. Sundays can be a very different day of broadcast for schedule times and programming for shortwave stations, so kind of makes it a little bit more interesting. Off we travel.
Können sich auf UKW-Sendung von Radio China International freuen. Jeden Morgen von 6 bis 7 Uhr mitteleuropäische Sommerzeit auf UKW 97.2.
Hier ist noch immer die Musiksendung bei Radio China International. Ich bin Liu Xiqian und stelle Ihnen hier aus dem Studio in Beijing die besten Pop-Songs aus China vor. Die Stimme von Han Lei ist der tief und trau. Han folgt Liedern mit regionalen Besonderheiten in China bis zur westlichen Dance-Musik, kann er alles gut interpretieren. In seiner Musikkarriere hat Han Lei schon viele Lieder gesungen, die von vielen Menschen sehr geschätzt werden. Seine besondere Stimme und sein eigener Gesangsstil machen ihn zu einem der beliebtesten Sänger in der Pop-Szene in China. Ich spiele Ihnen nun das Lied auf Deutsch, das letzte Geständnis.
So when you hear German, it's not necessarily Deutsche Welle in German. In fact, it's more likely not going to be Deutsche Welle in German, but something from China and from Beijing in the German language.
In der westlichen Han-Dynastie, 156 bis 87 zu unserer Zeitrechnung, und zeigte eine glänzende Epoche der chinesischen Nation. Der Gesang von Han Lei und die Melodie haben sich gut in das Gesamtbild der Filmserie interpretiert. Man kann die Bedeutsamkeit der Geschichte deutlich heraushören.
Often when you are listening to shortwave, what is of interest is the local weather conditions and time of day. So it's just before dusk and it's bright on the horizon, but that won't last 20 minutes. And the shadows are long, the sky is clear of cloud. All but a bit to the far east. Clear skies tonight. temperature in Dublin maxed around 20 today and is dipping now around 17, going down rapidly as the sun sets in the west. 7170, our Chinese station in German. Nice sound and wideband there from that station. But then something is leaking in on the adjacent channel.
وله رسالة أخرى توجهها إلى ابن جهود تبعت مع سيرة حياتها في كتبها وطبعت عشر من شروطها الدر المحزون وأبدور السر المحزون.
So there we deployed our wideband, narrowband to cancel out the station that started to get strong and fade in on the adjacent channel and drown us out a bit. I think shortwave radio was the original megamix system, really. Often you can be listening to two diverse music mixes mixing live and naturally over the airwaves. Quite extraordinary stuff. Another trick that you can deploy on most radios is that you can have control over the gain. That's kind of like you're trying to listen to real distant things, so it seems really unusual to lower the power of what you're listening to, but sometimes you're also lowering the power of some of the noise that's coming in on the channel, so you can take a signal right down to its absolute minimum rather than its maximum to hear what it is doing. So let's see if we can do a bit of that. The current situation isn't ideal because it doesn't require this, but let's just fade this out in gain as much as we need to. I'm back up to full power there at the very end. Didn't seem to cancel for us. 7226 kilohertz. I always seem to be one up on what these people are probably broadcasting on. That's probably because my frequency reader is slightly out. 7226. Thank you.
Be on guard, therefore. The Son of Man will come when you least expect him.
Although the language of today's translations is generally adapted to our modern ears, there's very little real difference in the wording of today's parable. It's so clear. The Jerusalem Bible version doesn't even refer to items of clothing, such as belts, but reads simply, "See that you are dressed for action." The earlier versions, such as the Vulgate and even the Revised Standard Version, use the phrase which is described today as poetic or literary, "Let your loins be girded." And today's dictionary defines gird as to encircle or secure with a belt or band. Often in the phrase, to gird one's loins, meaning to prepare and strengthen oneself for what is to come. And the definition of 1450 reads simply, to prepare oneself for action.
And like television, yes, God does have the strongest transmitters.
...of the Passover, when the Israelites were ready for the long march towards the promised land, with their garments belted. They had been told how they were to eat that supper.
You shall eat like this. With your loins girded, sandals on your feet, a staff in your hand.
Another writer comments, the biblical expression to gird up the loins meant to put on the girdle.
For the record, 7250 kilohertz.
To loose the girdle meant that the person was either mighty or resting.
Time check is... 5 minutes.
None of them with
2:09 local time. 5 minutes to 8 UTC.
Peter, in his first letter, uses the phrase having the loins.
And this thing, local time UTC, it should all be really UTC because that's what the station's broadcast in, so no conversion is needed between summertime and wintertime.
The last chapter of John, when Jesus appears by the lakeside and calls for the apostles, and John to Peter whispers, it is the Lord.
Pueden ir viendo por la ciudad multitud de logos olímpicos y relojes que marcan la cuenta atrás. Desde que en 2001 fuera elegida sede olímpica, los pequineses han ido ultimando los preparativos con vistas a evitar los nervios de Atenas 2004, donde los estadios no se terminaron hasta última hora. Pekín se planteó no repetir este error, así ya casi tiene finalizadas las 20 instalaciones deportivas. A su vez, técnicos de todo el mundo en informática y cronometraje de carreras, entre otros, ultiman los cientos de detalles que rodean al mayor... ...dificultades de entendimiento con sus colegas chinos. El Comité Olímpico Internacional asegura, sin embargo, que todo estará listo a tiempo, aunque reconocen que queda mucho por resolver. Las mayores preocupaciones...
del comité organizador reconoció la gravedad de la situación en Pekín y dejó entrever que podría causar demoras en la celebración de pruebas deportivas. Por falta de tiempo para erradicar estos problemas, recurrirán a soluciones a corto plazo. Se prohibirá la circulación de un tercio de los autos en agosto 2008 y se intentará conseguir cielos azules bombardeando las nubes con yoduro de plata, provocando así lluvia artificial. Pero pese a humos y atascos, el principal quebradero de cabeza para el comité organizador se encuentra fuera del país, donde todo tipo de organizaciones utilizan los Juegos Olímpicos para criticar constantemente a Pekín y las violaciones de derechos humanos en China. En Hollywood, artistas como Steven Spielberg, Josh Clooney o Mia Farrow han lanzado críticas contra China en defensa de los derechos humanos, debido al apoyo que está dando este país a Sudán. Se ha llegado incluso a pedir el boicot contra los Juegos Olímpicos. Otro problema político para Pekín lo ha creado algo tan inocente como el relevo de la antorcha. El Bokov, comité organizador, ha mostrado su interés porque pase por la isla de Taiwán, pero el gobierno de este país se muestra reacio. Por otra parte, el vicepresidente ejecutivo del comité organizador anunció que los ensayos para la ceremonia de apertura para ello ha creado un grupo de trabajo compuesto por reconocidos directores, artistas y expertos con el fin de garantizar el éxito de ambas ceremonias, las cuales transmitirán el éxito Un Mundo, Un Sueño, así como los principios de Juegos Verdes, Juegos de Alta Tecnología y Juegos del Pueblo, destacando los conceptos de civilización y armonía. El embajador de China expresa de manera contundente el legado que dejarán estos Juegos.
Olimpiada Verde. Olimpiada Verde.
Interesting catch there. I'm going to have to listen back to that and see exactly what we had.
Tanto materiales como espiritual a toda la humanidad.
Por último, el campeón del mundo de natación, David Mecca, expresó su deseo de subir al podio en Pekín, donde por primera vez su deporte es olímpico. El español afirma que se encuentra en un buen momento al llevar 3 años sin perder una carrera a nivel nacional e internacional. Aunque reconoce que los años no pasan en balde, llegará el día en que se ve obligado a ceder su primer puesto. Asume que en Pekín se reunirá mucha gente nueva, ya que al ser un deporte olímpico habrá muchos cambios.
Gracias, Alicia. Menos de 3 minutos para llegar a las 10 de la noche, para llegar al final de este tablero deportivo. Vamos a aprovechar para repasar lo más destacado de lo que les hemos contado desde las 8:30 de la tarde. Comenzamos con los partidos amistosos. El español ha concluido su gira en Holanda, empatando a 2 ante el Utrecht con goles de David García y Jonathan Soriano. Además, el Mallorca ha empatado a 2 con el Groningen. Los 2 goles de Mallorca los ha marcado Dani Meza. El holandés Drenthe ya está en Madrid. Esta tarde ha aterrizado en Barajas. Mañana pasará reconocimiento médico y será presentado en el Santiago Bernabéu a la 1 de la tarde. En cuanto al fútbol internacional, en la primera jornada de la Premier League, hoy han ganado el Arsenal y el Chelsea. Por su parte, el Manchester United, actual campeón, ha empatado a 0 con el Real. Y además, su delantero internacional, Wayne Rooney, tiene una fractura en el pie izquierdo, según han confirmado los médicos del club en un comunicado a través de la página web del conjunto británico. David Sal se ha proclamado campeón del mundo en C1 500 metros, medalla de oro para el palista gallego que ayer, recordamos, conseguía el bronce en C1 1000 metros. Y terminamos con tenis, que está disputando la final del Master Series de Montreal en Canadá entre el suizo Roger Federer y el serbio Novak Djokovic. De momento, el primer set lo ha ganado Djokovic y el segundo lo ha ganado Federer.
Sounds like the Paul Gambaccini of Española Olympicano Radio with the sound of Mika and Grace Kelly in the mix there. Possibly in Spanish broadcasting to the continent of South America.
En Radio Exterior de España. Saludos en nuestro país. Seguimos pendientes del accidente de dos buques ocurrido en el sur de la península.
Can report from China Radio International. I'm Chen Chengguan in Beijing. Committing for Sedition, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Joint Anti-Terror Trial has entered its second phase in Russia. We'll cooperate closely with others to fully realize the goals of this joint drill. Taliban claims to release 2 female South Korean hostages soon.
We're expecting that the rest of the Kray hostages will also be released.
And Beijing has taken measures to upgrade food safety control levels.
We aim to comprehensively upgrade the food safety control levels in our city through a complete overhaul of the system.
All these and other stories coming from CRI News and Report. But first, the latest news update was Wen Jie.
Thank you, Chen Guang. Chinese Vice President Deng Xinhong has urged the Xinan League of Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region to ensure a stable farmland acreage for the national food safety. During his visit to the League on Saturday and Sunday, Deng Xinhong says the League should make efforts to increase grain output and make the region a grain base in northern China. Xinan League also boasts about 1.5 million hectares of forest. The vice president visited the armed police stationed in the League and urged them to maintain a high degree of vigilance against forest fire and make more contributions to protecting the forest resources. Deng Xinhong is leading a delegation of the central government to attend celebrations marking the...
Another version of China Radio International on 7285 kHz in the 41-meter band.
Both have signed a declaration on cracking down on fake news reports and upholding authenticity of journalism. The declaration says all newsmen should persist in seeking truth from facts, guard against fabricated news stories, and ensure authenticity of news sources. It also calls for a long-term accountability system in this regard, according to the State Press and Publication Administration. The declaration aims to root out fabricated news in all newspapers and rebuild credibility of media. China's high energy-consuming sectors, such as iron and steel, non-ferrous metals, chemicals, and construction materials, continue to lead the growth in power consumption in the first half of this year, according to a report by the China Electricity Council. Secondary industry.
And we'll move on from here.
85% of the growth in China's total power consumption.
We're back. 7285 for the record. Now at 7300 we go out of what is the known 41 meter broadcast band and we go into some of the side of that band and see what we can get there.
Las zonas en las que pueden esconderse los últimos extremistas. La resistencia de...
Une pauvreté qui frappe aussi bien les villes que les campagnes, puisque 10,5% des citadins et 11% des...
It's not often you get a silent transmitter, but here we have one, and it's on 7330, and it isn't often you get them because the electricity it takes to broadcast these stations is megawatts of electricity power to broadcast megawatts of electrical radiation, and with computerization and selling of airtime, transmitters don't stay on blank for long. So there you go, that one's drifted off and gone now. 7330.
It is a very advanced project with all the several similar projects seen across the globe. Sergei Sidorsky noted. Now the government of Belarus is busy seeking investors to accompany the project, which calls for like $8 billion. that the Prime Minister pointed to the project when exploring iron ores. The Belarusian head of state approved all the projects which should be implemented in the near future. In the first half of 2007, foreign investments in Belarus reached $2.3 billion, twice as much as a year before, Deputy Economy Minister of Belarus Tatiana Savchenko told a press conference in Minsk. She noted that direct investments accounted for 21.9% in the total foreign investments. Company Belnitsihim, the industry minister, the energy minister, and the transport minister attracted the greatest share of investments. The country has been implementing 93 major investment projects. The economy ministry has been supervising over 700 investment projects. On the whole, in the first half, the capital investment soared by 20%. Tatiana Starchenko also noted a positive trend in improving financial state of some companies. In the first half of 2007, there were 1,347 loss-making companies in Belarus, as compared to 1,686 recorded as of 1st of May 2006. It is noteworthy that the companies show the improvement regarding the increase in price for energy carriers. According to the Deputy Economy Minister, such progress is attributable to the state support of underperforming companies. In first years of presidential decree, over 250 companies have granted state support. 80% of them posted improvement in their financial state. More on this issue. The Economy Minister of Belarus considered sale of state shares of companies that operated in the red to foreign investors, Deputy Economy Minister of Belarus Tatiana Savchenko told a press conference in Minsk. Ms. Savchenko noted that if an investor has a business plan and intends to preserve the company's profile, his offers will be considered. At the moment, there is a list of 20 companies which shares can be sold to investors. According to Tatiana Savchenko, the sale of Motorola shares is one of...
I think Brian Cowan of Fianna Fáil should go out to Belarus and explain to them about their privatisation of their state industry.
You're listening to radio station Belarus. This is the news review. Now, Alex G.I. will bring you other news from the fervor of economy and social life.
News at the very beginning. During the trip to Brest region, Prime Minister of Belarus Sergei Sidorsky got familiar with new production facilities at Berioza Tara and from that company...
I like the way they state the obvious. This is a radio station from Belarus. This is the news from the beginning. It's just such honesty.
German printing equipment is nearing its completion.
Music beds are a bit like what to make for podcasts. Which is nice. I'm not slagging it at all. Hang on a second. Let's just shift up to 400 and probably stop there. Hang on a second. 7389, listening to Belarus Radio, Belarus.
The company was opened not long ago in the town of Berioza, Belarus.
सुनामी बनेगा छत्तीस में 27 और एंड्रू स्टोर्स ने 23 रन बना लिए हैं यदि इंग्लैंड 110 ओवरों में 500 रन
followed by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. You also shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God.
7430 lots of distant electrical interference there.
Yeah.
here's an example of a station that is out in its own at 7450, no interference, and I've been tuning into it at narrowband. If we listen to the sound dynamic as I switch it from narrow to wide, and we'll hear a better sound. I said I'd stop 50 kilocycles or 50 kilohertz ago, but I haven't stopped yet. Just one sec. I've heard something here at 7536. Some signals popping up 7524 as well. Sweep past it and sweep back across it again, so back and forth. What's probably happening here is there's a utility station. And from what I did hear, I think it's utility with voice, as opposed to Rishi or Morse or an automated station, a number station, or a weather station. Five five three sounds Arabic and very regularized. Seven five nine five for the record.
I was شما با برنامه شعر و موسیقی گنج شایگان از رادیو آشنا صدای آمریکا گوش میدین. شنوندگان عزیز، شنونده ارجمند ما جناب سید آقا شبرهان بلین هستند. جناب سید آقا سلام.
سلام علیکم.
علیکم السلام.
سلام عرض ادب خدمت شما و تمام گردانده رادیو آشنا و
Sounds like a talk show in Arabic on 7595. We've entered the desert sands of silence and noise. Open to 7830. Signal. Could be satellite photos, could be anything. Could be pictures of Paris Hilton being broadcast, I don't know, have a listen. Yes, it sounds like photos to me. It sounds like weather facts. I must dig back through the old blog and get a picture of some weather facts that we did decode here in Baldoyle. So that's what it sounds like when we turn it over to sideband. Before that, it sounded like this, hang on, this. We get a whopping great signal, 7 out of 9 here. But little or no audio, a bit of scratch to the side. We just flick it over to the sidebands. And then we fiddle with the VFO to center the broadcast. So we're over on the side, and we just dial it down, center it. And if we had this patched into a computer, we could see some intelligence come to play and some graphs and histograms and all sorts of things that would help us tune in that little sound and get it perfect. And then this cycle of facts, weather maps and all sorts of weird stuff from satellite would be beamed to ships and to fax machines and the sea that haven't got wires or haven't got stable satellite control. The internet before the internet, if you know what I mean. I hope that's what we're listening to. 7880, we'll check out if that's Portsmouth or one of these famous weather stations. Thank you. Okay, so that was 7880, and our broadcast stations are long gone. We started this journey at the top of the 41-meter band at 7100, so we got a good 780 kilocycles, and there's an idea of what's on offer. Shortwave radio, one micro band, the 41-meter band, heading towards the... I can't actually tell what the next band up is because there's so little light in this room now. I can't see. Whereas iPods illuminate things, it's not even here. But there you go. A micro snip of the analog broadcasts across the shortwave band. Not even the DRM. And things are alive and kicking from east of Poland to south of China to the southern hemisphere, to South America, and the Europeans with their large transmitters and influence somewhere in the mix with those programming and political influence that these stations are trying to pressure and adjudicate and control around the world. So that's where shortwave's at in August 2007, about 10 years after we were told shortwave was history. It's far from history. There's a lot out there. Get yourself a good shortwave radio. Mine's about bottom of the range, so I wouldn't even go recommending it. And have fun. Talk to you again on a podcast soon.